What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How you did it, how hard you have fought for success. You're a veteran, first responder, or Gold Star family. We would love to have you come on and just share your story with the Misfit Nation. We always have time for you. Reach out, we will get you on. If you are feeling down, alone, or starting to see the darkness, stop. Think about those who are around you. You are not alone. You will be missed. If you feel like your problems will be a burden to those in your inner circle, or are embarrassed to share that with them, please dial 988. If you are a veteran, take option one. We need you to keep pushing forward. Don't make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. If you're a new listener, welcome to the Misfit Nation. Be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast apps and also on our YouTube channel at @_MisfitNation. That's @_MisfitNation. Subscribe and click the bell. This will keep you up to date with all of our latest episodes and all of our news. You can also find us on Electricast Media and About Face Radio. This will keep you up, tuned into us, and learn more about our great guests.
Thank you, Adam Baum, for playing an amazing set and leading us into St. Patrick's Day weekend. Be safe out there, have fun, and come back to us next week. Thanks for handing it over to the Misfit Nation show. Stay safe on your ride home, and don't forget your lunch this time. Our next guest has developed the ability to sense inside her body and release physical tension stored in connective tissue using solely the focus of her mind. She has x-rays to show the physical changes resulting from this inner work, including changing the alignment of her eye sockets, the straightening of her neck, the centering of her lower jaw, and the growth of her tooth roots. She has also grown a half an inch at the age of 55. So without further ado, let's welcome to the Misfit Nation, Ann Hintz. Welcome, Ann.
Both connected, and I've actually grown 3/4 of an inch.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've grown an extra 1/4 inch.
Ooh, again, you can play basketball soon.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I know a lot of people would love to grow a couple inches. Those who are height challenged can't reach the stuff on the mid shelves of their cabinets and stuff. So that I'm sure your tips and tricks tonight will help them hopefully be able to find that inner peace and the inner side of themselves to do that stuff and make it feel a lot better for themselves. So, and if you don't mind, I gave basically a 2-3 sentence blurb on you there. If you don't mind, take us back to when you noticed you can do this and how we got to where we are now.
Okay, yeah, it's quite a long story. There's several parts to it, but you know, it was in my mid-30s that I actually realized I was pretty reactionary. I was pretty highly strung. Did have PTSD from growing up with 2 alcoholic parents and some other traumas that happened in my childhood. And I knew I had to do something because life just wasn't working the way it was. I was determined to change. So luckily for me, kind of in that time frame, I went to a doctor's appointment. Now, this happened to be a holistic physician, so he had more tools in his toolbox than many doctors do. And he recognized that I was more stressed than I should be because he actually knew me from outside of the doctor's office. So he knew I was a stay-at-home mother with 2 young boys, right? Healthy young boys, nice family life. I shouldn't have been as stressed as I was, but he recognized I was. And he asked me on a scale of 0 to 10 what my stress level was. And I said 8. And then he asked me why. And it was that question that made me realize it was finding my mother dead on the bathroom floor when I was 19, because the tears from that event were still just under the surface. And now I'm in my late 30s, right? So it's 2 decades later, and I'd kept all this tension, these tears, this trauma stored inside of me. And he happened to know this technique that is called EFT, which is short for emotional freedom technique. And it's also called tapping, because we're tapping on certain parts of our body as we're talking something through. And it's that physical act of the tapping on those meridian systems that allows the energy to release from the nervous system. So he tapped with me for about 15 minutes about my mother's death. And I walked away from that appointment being able to tell the story in my mind for the first time ever without the tears there. And that's when I realized, okay, this technique is pretty powerful. So let me go home and learn everything I can about it. And so that was the beginning of my journey.
Wow. I mean, be 19 and walk in and find your mom on the floor. That had to be horrific to you and probably put you in a shell as well, to kind of the shock and awe of finding that. And then almost 17, 18 years later, when you went to the doctor and tried to unbottle that and do the EFT or tapping. We've talked about tapping here before, and I find it very interesting. I've read one book on tapping, and I don't think I can do it to myself without someone coaching me. So I might tap myself harder, and then I need to punch myself, knock myself out. I don't know, whatever can happen, but I need to watch someone do it in front of me so I can do it, and then YouTube won't help me with that one. But you've come a long way since then, so what happened next?
Yeah, that was definitely just the first part. Well, I went home that day and I learned everything I could about it, about EFT, because it was given away by Gary Craig for free. So anyone can go online and learn about it. I have a YouTube video about how to do it. It's only like 6 to 10 minutes long. It's pretty short. So it's a very simple tool and technique you can use. And there are practitioners out there, so you can certainly go to practitioners. I was someone who wanted to do it on my own. I wasn't willing to be vulnerable with other people, but I could be vulnerable with myself. So I have kind of, I used to be a software engineer, have an engineering background and mind like that. And I wanted to know that it wasn't a one-time fluke with this one doctor. So I wanted to try it out. So at the time I had a 17-year-old cat at home and his kidneys were starting to fail. He was, you know, starting to pass on, but we'd been told we needed to give him a daily saline shot. An injection of saline, and I hated needles. And the first time I gave him that shot, my hand was shaking so badly. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do this every day. It was just too stressful. So I tapped about it. I tapped about every aspect of that event, which is something you do with EFT. So I've tapped about my hand shaking. I tapped about my fear of hurting the cat. And I tapped about all the memories from all the injections that I had had over the years, because I'd had many. And the next day, when I gave him that shot, the needle just slid right in. All that fear that had been living inside of me the day before had totally disappeared. So that's when I realized, okay, this is very powerful and I'm going to start using it. And that's what I did. I started noticing during the day when I was becoming emotional. Right? And that's the first step, right? You have to be willing to do that. And you have to catch yourself in the moment of becoming frustrated or angry or sad or depressed, whatever it is. When you notice it, then you can tap. So that's what I did. I noticed things during the day and I tapped about it right then, brought myself back to peace, carried on with the day. And I noticed I was becoming less reactionary, becoming more peaceful, but I wanted it to go faster. I wanted it more and faster. So what I did is I wrote down every emotional memory I could think of for my whole life. All my childhood traumas, all the phrases that my dad and my parents had instilled in me, you know, things like stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about, like those kind of phrases. And I tapped about them. I tapped through one of those events for about an hour to an hour and a half every night for I don't know how long it was. It was weeks, months, maybe. And things really started to change at that point. And what I realized is EFT is kind of opening up the subconscious mind. And as that happens, our awareness expands. So when I started out, I had all those barriers around me, all those that shielding, right, that emotional shielding. I didn't know how I felt about anything. I didn't want people. I was very triggered. I was easily triggered. But as I did more and more tapping, right, and loosened up those shields that I'd held around me, I became aware of my emotions underneath. And then I became aware of the physical sensations underneath the emotions. So when we say we're frustrated, we it's easy to use that word or say that phrase, right? I'm frustrated. But what does that mean? When you have a deeper level of awareness, you can feel frustration inside the body, right? So maybe it's tension in the solar plexus area, right? Maybe anger is more tension in the jaws or the fists, but you can become aware at that deeper level. And once I was aware at that deeper level, I didn't need to use EFT as much. I could have done. I could have tapped about, right, this frustration in my solar plexus. But I had honed my attention skills at this point. I could focus on just those physical sensations. So I would just feel that emotion sitting inside of my body. Now, this is kind of subtle. A lot of people talk about feel your feelings, right? We've heard that phrase before, just feel the feelings. But it's the key thing is you want to fully accept them. Right? You don't want to just say, okay, yeah, I'm feeling sad. That's okay. I'm just going to feel sad and move on. You actually have to feel those sensations and allow them to be there. Have to sit with them, have to sit in them. And once they're fully accepted, they will release. It's just stuck energy in the body. And it's coming up to be looked at, to be felt. And once it's felt fully and accepted, it will release. And so I just kept doing that over and over. And I did it during the day. Then in the evenings, I would lay on the sofa. And because I'd worked through my childhood at that point, I started to do collective traumas, something like 9/11, right? We all have our own personal experience of a collective trauma like that, right? We have videos we watched, we have memories of it. So I just brought those memories to mind and then felt the sensations, the emotions that had been stuck inside of my body and just allowed them to release. And it feels really good to release the tension that has been stored inside for decades. So that was kind of the second step on my journey. And any questions at that point?
I think with your engineering background, software engineering, with that major mind, say, I got to figure a way to do this myself. And I know with my mind, I can make things work too. So you took the lesson he gave you and you took it home. And you, I mean, you went running with it like a sprinter in the Olympic races. First, with your doing it, tapping to be able to give the saline shot to your cat. I'm sure the cat enjoyed that a lot more than the first night when you were shaking going in, because he probably looked back and said, please don't do this again. Please don't do this again. And then the next day, she's like a doctor now. She can do this. And that's proof right there that it was working for you. And then you were able to just lay down and do the complex traumas as well. Like you said, 9/11, and you already worked through all your childhood traumas. Now you're working through complex. It's amazing that you were able to do all that and still do it on your own without any outside help, really, except for that first session.
Yeah. And one of the things I realized along the way, you know, I said things were changing. One of the big changes was that my mind that used to be so busy, right, talking through events, criticizing people, judging myself, those thoughts disappeared out of my mind, right? I remember opening my kitchen door one day and saying to myself, it feels like I'm living in a different reality, because my mind had become quiet. And I had never, well, at least I didn't remember experiencing that ever before in the past. And it was very different, but I couldn't see that until I'd got beyond it, right? Until I got to the quiet mind. And then I could look back and say, oh, you know, all those thoughts, those things that used to talk in my head, they were the same words and the phrases that my dad had used, or right, I had been programmed with in childhood, but I couldn't see that until they were gone.
Wow. And you said you had two children at the time and a Whereas any of the traumas that you had bottled up in you, were you pushing it onto them as well? And were you able to take it off of them now?
We do that automatically. Yeah, because we are programmed to do that. And it's really sad when it happens. But one of the reasons I wanted to get to that point when my boys were young, because I was sent to a boys' boarding school when I was 9 to 11. Because it was my brother's boarding school. It was across the world. We lived in Hong Kong at the time, and I was sent to boarding school in England. And I was teased mercilessly. I was the only girl boarder there for the first year. And I had this deep embedded fear of boys from the age of 9 to 11. So I knew I had to resolve that before my boys got to that age.
Yeah, she would have lived in fear of 9 and 11 year old boys. My God.
Right. So I had a time frame.
It's already bad enough having sons, and then when you're afraid of them, that's even worse.
Yeah. So I had that time frame. I was determined to change, and I did. I worked through it well before then, so it was good. But it was nice to have that time frame that I had to get it done by.
So you knew where your finish line had to be to kind of clear you up, and that way you would be living with a shield around you so they couldn't hurt you.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So as time went on, I actually life became more easy. It became more peaceful. I became more peaceful. And because I was more peaceful, the family was more peaceful. It's funny how that works, but it does work.
Yes.
And so in this period where I was lying on the sofa at night and doing this release of these collective traumas, at some point during that time, I realized I could keep my awareness inside my body after the tension had released, which felt very different. It's really hard to explain, but it did feel very different. And I didn't know what I was doing because I'd never heard of it before. So I just kind of started playing. Yeah, I'd done it once. Could I do it again? So I realized I could. And then, well, now what? So I started playing and I realized I could move my awareness inside my body. I can move it around. So I found a place that had tension and I focused on it, right? Because now I was pretty good at focusing on the sensations. So I focused on this tension inside and I would accept it, right? Allow it, just feel it and accept it, and it would release. So then I just started playing with this in the evenings and during the day. And I've just noticed where there was tension inside. I would focus on it, allow it to release, move on with my day, and then notice again and do the same thing over and over again. And it took many, many months of doing that aspect of it, that work, before I could put my awareness inside my head. And that was huge, because there was so much pain and tension inside my head. It's hard to believe that I went 50 years without being aware of that pain inside mostly my left cheek. So what I realized at that point is we hold so much tension inside of us, we're just not aware of it until we're ready to be, right? I was ready at that point. And then I had this technique already, so I could just focus on it, allow it to release, focus just again and again and again. And at some point I actually felt something release. It sounded and felt like old fabric ripping. It was a little scary. I didn't know what it was, but that's when I researched and realized it's the connective tissue. It's the adhesions and the connective tissue releasing. So I kept going. I knew it wasn't hurting me, just kept going. And at some point I got to the place where I actually felt my skull bones relax, which felt really good. And it wasn't until I had my x-rays taken 2 years ago that I could actually see the difference between ones from 8 years prior and see that my bones have actually shifted. I mean, I knew I was making a lot of changes because I could just feel it inside. But to actually see that on the x-rays was actually kind of cool.
That's kind of wild. And when you got those second x-rays, I'm sure you had to go through a doctor and say, I need x-rays. Or you just said, hey, I think I feel this. I want to go do it.
They were just orthodontic x-rays. He just took them. I didn't know that I was going to see any difference. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm sure that you're like, oh, this is going crazy at this time. Now I know everything's working great. What can I do next? So what was your next step after that? I mean, now you've already moved your skull around. You got all this. What was your next target point?
I just keep going because there's still tension inside. When I first got into my head, I could hold my awareness on that pain in my left cheek maybe for a second. Right now I can hold it for 10 seconds. It's kind of, these are like inner wounds, right? A tension that we hold inside is like a wound in the connective tissue. And over time, it's just kind of breaking apart. So I'm still working on that. And I've had scoliosis my whole life since I was born with my right foot up against my right shin. So that is unwinding. It's untwisting. My neck is untwisting. So I just keep going. At some point, I'm hoping there will be no tension left inside. But what I'm realizing is, right, we don't know. We don't know what we don't know, right? I wasn't aware of the pain in my head until I got to the place where I was ready for it. So when I release the pain, what's next?
What's the next step? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like at the beginning of the show, you said I was wrong with the half inch or up to 3/4 inch now. How much more do you think you're going to grow if you keep doing this?
Right. So the key thing about that is I'm not actually growing. I am just uncompressing or decompressing, right? We take on that burden over time, right? We just, the burdens we hold just pull us down. And it's that tension in the connective tissue from all those traumas and that programming that just hold us down. So this is reversing that process. It's unwinding that connective tissue and just allowing me, us, to become our natural height. So I don't know what my natural height is. I know I can grow more because my neck is not straight yet and I know there's tension in it, but I don't know how much.
You feel a lot better now since you started this process. And have you talked to other people that maybe helped them get through this kind of process yet?
Yeah, I share whatever I can because I didn't know this was possible. So I want other people to know it's possible. A lot of people are doing this kind of work, right? They're doing EFT or maybe they're doing meditation or some kind of thing like that. I want people to know if they go a little further, right? If they're really determined and they look back at all their traumas, right? Open up those wounds and release them, then they can make serious changes to their bodies.
Wow, that's great. So I know you said you have a YouTube channel, so that's one avenue. Do you do like just consults with people? Just they call you and say, can you help me with this? Or do you have a business model that you use for it?
I do help people. I have a book that goes through all the different steps that I went through. My YouTube channel goes through all the different steps I went through as well. Try and give as much information I can away because I want people to do this work because I actually think it can change our whole world. So it's definitely something that I want to give away.
That's outstanding. A lot of people wouldn't want to just give things away. So this is that's really good. Tell us a little more about your book.
It's called The Pathway to Insight because I believe this ability to sense inside the body is the original meaning of the term insight, right? Or inside sight or inward sight. What I believe is using what they call the third eye or the inner eye, right? Because I can actually sense light and dark inside my body. So that's where I am now. But I went through these different steps, right? I went through the EFT, I went through the feeling the feelings, and then was able to put my awareness inside the body. But in addition to that, I talk about how we are a signal, right? I believe we are, the whole of us is a signal, and we attract into our future based on the signal that we're emitting. And that's what I realized, right, when I put my awareness inside my head and how much tension was in there. I didn't know that was in there. So I don't think we know a lot of what our signal is, but doing this work can change our signal. And then we attract different things into our future.
Wow. And speaking of future, I mean, right now, if you turn on any news station, you'll see tension, tension, tension everywhere you look. There'll be some kind of tension, no matter what news you watch. They're telling you there's tension and the world's ending in 8 minutes or whatever, or 2 years, or something bad's going to happen tomorrow. How can we as a people release some of that tension and make that future a little more bright for everyone?
Right. So a lot of times with those kind of TV shows and, you know, politicians and all those kind of things, we think it's their fault, really. We think they're doing something wrong and we don't realize our part in that. So our part in that is always how we feel. So if we're watching the news or getting frustrated with some kind of politician, we can take control or responsibility for that with how we feel. So I'll watch the news and I'll tap or I'll feel my feelings because I know if I can get to the place where I can watch or listen to what's going on and be at total peace, then I've changed the future. So if we all do that, right, so that they can put all these horrific news programs out and none of us reacts anymore, then we're getting somewhere.
We don't go running to buy whatever they're telling us to buy somehow.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of them are trying to instill fear in you or instill some kind of emotion in us. And that emotion is just coming up in us to be felt. So if we feel that emotion and we let it go and we can then just listen to it in peace, they have no control over us anymore, right? We have responsibility and control over ourselves. So that's pretty important, I think.
That's definitely important. Once we control our own mind and our own actions and don't let them, I guess the puppet master would be a good word for them, control what we're doing all the time and what we're thinking and cause us not to like the person sitting next to us because they don't think the same way or they don't watch the same show we watch. That's something that would be beautiful just to walk around and look at people and say hello. And I don't care what your thoughts are, just how are you? That's it. That's how are you doing and how can we do something today to make our neighborhood better, our community better? And that'd be a better thing to do.
Right. Yeah. So, are you allowed to swear on this program?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if everyone's seen those t-shirts that were around a couple of years ago that said, fuck your feelings.
Yes.
Right. So there's different ways you can react to that. So if you see a t-shirt like that and you recoil, right, you're repulsed by it, right, that is one way that you're reacting to it, right? And you can tap through that, right? I hate seeing those t-shirts. I mean, that makes me feel awful, right? Or you could be attracted to it and say, hell yeah, I like that, right? And you can go towards it, right? And that is another way you're actually suppressing some kind of feelings inside as you do that. So those are kind of the two extremes. This way that I'm talking about is kind of the middle way, right? So you actually feel whatever it is you're feeling, allow that to dissipate so that you're at total peace with the person wearing that t-shirt. You couldn't care less whether they're wearing it or not, doesn't mean anything to you, right? And you can just carry on with that person around, with that t-shirt around, and not have it affect you in any way.
Right, you can't let something like that ruin your day and just keep moving forward. I usually just laugh at anyone's t-shirts, so whatever they're wearing, I usually laugh at them no matter what saying they have on it. I keep walking. So.
Right, so if you can be at peace with that now, there is a very subtle difference between being, sometimes we think we're at peace, but really we've got that shield around us and we're suppressing, we're not aware of actually what we're feeling. So there's some subtle differences there, but it's definitely worth checking out how you're feeling about different things.
Definitely. And how does someone get in contact with you, Anne, if they want to just pick your brain and find out how you went from your shell to where you are now?
Sure, you can. I've got a website, annhintz.com. I have Facebook. I'm most active on Facebook. I know it's more for older people, but I'm an older person, so it's okay. So you can look me up on Facebook or YouTube. I'm at annhintz. My videos are there, and I respond to any comments on those there too.
Awesome. And if you can give, three tips to the audience on how to make their day, the week, lives better, what would those be?
The first thing is always to notice during the day. Start noticing when you're reacting. Right? Don't actually react if you can. Just stop yourself reacting. But notice when you're reacting and then you can do something about it. And I would also really recommend someone learns EFT. Very, very easy to learn. Easy technique. You can do it anywhere. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do it pretty much anywhere. So learn that. And then the last thing is, realize that there is actually more to life. There's a greater depth to life than most people know, certainly more than I knew. I had no idea there was so much depth to life. And what that means is the deeper you're aware of yourself on the inside, the deeper you see things happening in life around you. You start understanding why things are happening that you couldn't understand before. You feel things at a deeper level. I can feel music inside of me that I never could before. Right? Things change my voice. I can sing different notes. I can sing better than I ever could before. So just realize that there's a depth to life that you can attain, that you can aim for, and go for it.
Outstanding. Thank you, Anne. Great advice. Great chat with you tonight. I know the listeners will write in after the show because they didn't want to write during it. And send me questions. I'll send them right to you to see if you can answer them, if you can get them to them. And I'm sure you'll help them out a lot. Thank you so much for your flexibility to reschedule this and come on as well.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was fun.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for checking us out and being a part of the Misfit Nation. Don't forget to visit. visit our website at themisfitnation.com. It's themisfitnation.com to catch up on all of our episodes and also to get some of that great Misfit Nation gear. As always, be humble, stay hungry, and keep hustling, because we are. Misfit Nation.